wish every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life's like diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez. I'm gonna be sitting in for just a little while on my own here, flying solo, as John comes in about probably about 30 minutes. So what I'm gonna do here is probably talk a little bit about myself and how I got involved with this, which was about 7 years ago, as well as talk to you a little bit about Shania Twain, should I say? Shania Twain, actually, I think I'm going to actually, as I live here and I'm in the business, I'm probably going to contact her managers or agents, and I know she's still an American, actually, and I'm sure she cares about what's going on in the U.S. economically and so forth. So I'm probably going to contact her representatives and say, hey, listen, you know, we have the show. We're using your song for this. Tune into it. Tell us what you think, et cetera, because regardless if she lives in Switzerland or not, I'm sure when she wrote that song, she obviously it meant enough for her to spend the enormous amount of money it takes to record a song these days, especially when it's engineered by a Mutt Lang producer and so forth, about why she even came up with that music. I know she came from humble beginnings, and now that's she's living very well in Switzerland, I understand. And why would somebody do that? Obviously, with the media doing what it does, with everybody that's out there that's using credit cards, obviously it means something enough to her to spend the time to do that. I didn't actually hear that song until we were going to do this show, actually. I know her hit music very well, and I've seen her out here on occasion, but I didn't know she'd make a song like that, so it kind of surprised me. So, with that, one of the things is when I first got dealing with the credit cards, it started about, like I mentioned in the very beginning, about 7 years ago, and it was actually some creative people living in Hollywood that were aspiring directors, producers, and so forth that were trying to figure out what in the world was going on with the credit card situation, because all of the people that usually deal in show business have to deal with credit cards, have to. It's like a status issue. And one of the things that I found amusing is I believe on Thursday John is going to have on his show, the Intel Report, Danny Schechter, the director of In Debt We Trust. And that is yet another documentary movie about the credit card industry and how it relates to you individually all over the U.S. And I actually met with some of his associates in Los Angeles, and it's just starting to occur to me how far and deep this issue is with people. Because one of the things to first address this and understand it is to turn it inside out. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then I'll be right back after this message.
Hi, Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, this is James Martinez. I'm back. I'm flying solo here until John gets here shortly, but I wanted to get into the nature of the issue with everybody, because I've realized, and I keep realizing as I keep going on looking into this, how far and wide and deep this goes, because of I don't care what religion you are, what age you are, where you've come from, how you live in the United States, what it is, this credit card issue deals with everybody. So when I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to everybody that you're connected to having to do with this. So everybody is in the same situation. And I know there's an election year coming up, and I know a lot of you are just starting to feel learn the nature of the credit card game and how it works and how it affects your life every single day. So one of the things I know John is going to do, he's probably going to be putting up these two DVDs that came out, Maxed Out and then In Debt We Trust. Both of those I would highly recommend everybody see, and not just you individually, but show it to your family, take it to school, make sure your college professors, high school teachers see this, because they have to deal with it as well. Make sure that you're giving yourself a chance to understand what it means to your future, because one of the things when I was going to come on and do this with John is I wanted to, one, be able to let people know what's really going on with the credit card game, number two, be able to give them a viable option to get out of it, and create a new life, a new financial future. Because one of the parameters, I think, having to do with the credit card industry is media and advertising and the onslaught that the companies come at you with, despite your financial situation. I don't care if you just declared bankruptcy, you're going to get credit card offers like right out of the gate. And people, that's not unusual. And you will get amendments to your credit card agreement, which you will not understand because they're like 10 pages long. And a lot of times they're asking you to be forced into arbitration instead of the courts if you have issues with them. So that added on to the interest, late payment, late fees, penalties, the universal default agreement, which they're all supposed to be abiding by and not doing anymore, because it came out as a big news story that the banks could not, if you had a great relationship with one card and paid out on time and you happened to be late by 24 hours on another card, they can't raise the interest rate on all your cards to 27% to 30% just because. That's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. So one of the things that I want to address here is the psychological issue having to do with this. Most of America doesn't think it's good enough, which is why they spend more than they have. It's a self-esteem thing. It's a conditioning thing. It's being able to say no. And also, it's a prosperity issue in your own mind as well. Because one of the things that I talk to people when that I've heard that have called in on the show or I've heard by email is I address the issue of what it feels like to them to have money. What does it feel like? What does it feel like to be cash and carry? How does it feel to have $500 cash in your pocket and no plastic, and when you go spend money, you do it all with cash? What is that like for you? Or do you even do that? And if you don't do that, why? Why are you using plastic all the time? What does it have to do with? And what forced you to do that? Or was it by force, or did somebody suggest to you? Because as most advertising is, it's all suggestion. And when you watch these commercials on TV, they are, and I can tell you that every commercial that's made for the banks is thought out very, very well. Each frame, the color, who directs it, how many takes. A lot of times when they do commercials for banks, they will do 10, 15 takes to get exactly what they're looking for. And then a board that paid for that will look at each frame of that commercial before it goes out. Period. Every time. That's not uncommon for a lot of big advertising firms that deal with banks, because they know they're going to spend the money and they know they're going to get it right each time. So they take time to influence you. But what happens is you watch these commercials, and they what they'll do is they will attach feelings to the card. And what they don't tell you is what that card really is and how it's going to affect your life and how you're going to be forced to use it and what's going to happen to you later on when you continue to use it. Because, look, all of us know we should never go out and spend more money than we have, but all of us have done it. All of us have done that. And why are we doing that? What's the trigger that makes us do that? Because it's easy. That's one thing. And number two, everybody's doing it, and we can pay later. And as a country, we can't do that anymore. We're losing. We've lost, basically. I've lost track of what the actual deficit is. Everybody's got that. There's a clock in New York, I believe, that says what the deficit is at this point, and they've had to raise the numbers on there because it keeps getting bigger and bigger. But all of us now, with the foreclosures that I hear about in the States, the emails that I'm getting from families that are under the gun, that cannot deal with this issue. Well, there is a way to deal with it. As I mentioned on each of the show, I represent a company called North American Educational Services. It's a company that is essentially a school. It allows you to go in and through a letter writing process, eliminate your credit card debt legally or settle it. But more importantly, when you enter that program, it is a school where you will be told the absolute truth about what's really going on with the credit cards. And it will do one important thing. And that important thing is you start telling the banks what to do, period. And you assert the law onto them. And for a lot of you, this is a whole gigantic paradigm shift, because it puts you in the driver's seat. You are in charge. You start telling the banks what to do rather than the other way around. And for some people, that's a huge paradigm shift. But once you do it and you understand it, you will never, ever get pushed around by credit card companies ever again. Because I emphasize this when I talk about people before they go into the become a member with that particular company. It's been around a long time. It's eliminated millions. I've dealt with tons and tons of members, thousands at this point, with each of their issues on how to handle it and the type of thinking that they need to see themselves in. Because a lot of people, even though they'll be in the process and seeing it working, are still in a state of disbelief or distrust, or even before all the laws and everything are put before them, they still feel obligated and guilty and shameful for the way that they were treated by the collection agencies and or law firms, whichever they may have to deal with. They may not have to deal with that. So there's a big psychological issue which everybody that's listening has to address. Regardless, if you say, okay, I want to eliminate my credit card debt, I have to address, what do I want to do with my life? What happens when I imagine feeling financially free? What happens when you imagine you carry cash around and you pay everything in cash? What is that going to do to you? Is that going to compromise your lifestyle? Is it going to help your lifestyle? You need to get into the feelings and start asking yourself those questions. Because when you join this program, you will no longer be using your credit cards at all. And hopefully, when you go through that educational process with that company, you won't want to use your credit cards. So I know that I see on here there's a call from Ohio. So, Don, hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just wanted to go over something. Now, if the markets took a crash and, you know, the money wasn't worth really what it's, you know, the paper it's written on.
Right.
Now, what are the credit cards going to do to you, you know, to, you know, regain their, I mean, if it's secured or unsecured, you know, what are they going to, you know, basically try to get out of you? I mean, your blood.
Well, from what I can see, I cannot accurately predict the future. But what I see with the public and what I've dealt with is a reaction to something that happened a while ago. So I get a delayed reaction. What I'm seeing with the public is that they are it's like a noose going around their neck. I'm presuming that old debts that were not paid for years and years ago. Like, for instance, I talked to a gentleman this morning, and I mentioned, I would mention his story because it's extremely relevant. A guy that is minding his own business, he has his own business, his own money, and he's separate. His father passed away 6 years ago, and a bank comes in and decides to sue on a debt that's 6 years old, which reaches its statute of limitations in New York at 6 years, and sue him and then put a lien on him for something where his father's been dead for 6 years. Things like that tell me the desperation out there, Don. So I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't know, and I wouldn't want to say or even suggest, because I'd be doing an injustice to the public in my feelings, because
right.
I'd rather just stick with what I know than what I don't know.
Really, they can't really have any, like, debtor's prisons, though, because, I mean, it costs too much, and everybody is basically...
You're already in prison. You're
debt.
Already in prison.
Yeah.
You're in prison, Don. You're in it right now. I mean, wars are fought in many different ways. It's not just with guns and bullets and all that. To me, when somebody does that to you and enslaves you psychologically, physically, and gets in the way of your liberty, your family, to go forward, to enjoy your life, that's a problem. You're in prison right now.
I'm getting out of it. I mean, I've got, say, $2,700 in debt, one card, and basically I don't use it anymore. I'm going to get it down to $2,000 probably here within a week or two. And,
right.
You know, I mean... You know, basically...
Okay, we're just going to commercial, Don. If you want to hang on, you can. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Okay, Don, are you still there?
Yeah, the main reason I called was to, you know, basically let my mom rest on the fact that they're not going to come after me for, say, $2,400 or something like that, put me in a debtor's prison.
No.
You got this belief.
First of all, you just
everybody.
Oh no, that see that I always am interested in hearing stuff like that because of the psychological emphasis, and I'm like, who created that total chaos and fear of prison? I mean, you're in prison now already, number one. Number two, this is a psychological prison, that is. This is a civil issue, not a criminal issue. So you're not a criminal because you can't – because, you know, you had a regular job, you got laid off, and then you got in a big car accident, you didn't have insurance, and now you've had to use your credit cards. And I mean, it's survival. Survival. People are forced to use these credit cards because most people got running around and have at least 10 to 15,000. Like, that's normal. So you tell your mother it's okay. I know lots of people that have gone through the process, have eliminated it legally or settled it, whichever suited them, and they've gone on and had much better lives.
She'll be listening. So, thank you.
All right, Don. All right. Okay, so you just heard her right there. That was that was an instance of somebody that's reacting to conditioning that they don't understand. A lot of these collection companies, they will call, and what they actually do is they sit in front of a monitor, the computer cues them, the phone rings, and then if somebody answers, a big sheet comes out in front of them. They don't know who you are. They don't know what it is. They just see, okay, you've not paid this, or you've not done this, or you're late on this. They don't know you. They don't know who you are. There's some eight-string person working at a company that's just doing this job. They don't know the law at all. If you've given them an instance to cease and desist, they don't always follow up with that. The banks are not following the rules, okay, people? So the first thing you need to understand is, for instance, when you join a program like this, that they will continue and maintain their position at all costs and very rarely address any of the issues as you go through this. So remember that for everybody that needs to reach me, that wants to eliminate their credit card debt and they want to settle their bills and do it efficiently, get all the facts about how it works, feel free to call me at 310-201-6536, or you can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And then I can go privately into your issues there and what you want to accomplish and so forth. But I'd always want to hear the emotional response from people, because this whole thing gets turned around from the inside out, the inside of you, the inside of everybody in the public that's had enough of this, that is willing to wants to fix their lives and promote their lives and go on and do the things that they really wanted to do instead of being a slave to the system. Now we got Robert from Utah. Go ahead. Are you there, Robert? No, Robert's not there. Okay.
Hello. Maybe
hey, Robert, how's it going?
Good afternoon. How are you?
All right.
My family, we don't have any credit cards.
Good.
And that is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But I am curious as to the other ways that you believe that we are in prison, and I can hang up and listen.
Okay.
But as I understand it, that there is nothing backing the money system in this country.
That's correct.
And whether you go back to Nixon and laws he puts in place or policies the U.S. has, but I think that I'm very concerned about other conditions. For example, when Bush says that we're going to spend so much money to fund the war in Iraq, they just go and print more dollars.
All right.
That
and you,
does
and
diminish,
you pay for it.
What that does diminish what I have in my pocket now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a quiet tax. And the other aspect is that our government has been spending money so much faster than it's been coming in that we've been issuing a promise to pay to other countries for so many years.
Right.
And now these other countries have been demanding collateral and,
mm-hmm.
from what I understand, bodies of land. Bodies of regions of mountain, bodies of water, natural resources all over this country have been handed over as collateral.
That's
to support
right.
the promise to pay that we've been giving for years, including the birth certificate, which is the, oh my word, which is the title
instrument
to you and me all across this country. And I think it's important that we understand this U.S. prison that we are already in, and I believe some extreme measures need to take place in order so that we may be free. I would really appreciate it if you'd approach those issues. And again, if you mentioned a website, I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Regarding the psychological aspect, I mean, I could go on and on and on about that part. But as it relates to the credit cards, as I mentioned earlier, this entire thing is based upon you not learning any of the stuff that we talk about here, or eliminating your credit card debt, or settling it. Because here's the thing I mentioned to people that, and I just mentioned this morning to a guy I was talking to in Los Angeles, and I was saying, when you assert yourself and attack this validity of this debt and eliminate it or settle it, it sends out a strong message that you're not going to get pushed around, because the one thing they're worried about is somebody that's assertive, that's not afraid, that will get right in their face, and if necessary, stand in a courtroom and deal with them. Because the psychological conditioning that's been going on with the commercials for so long,
has deeply affected everybody. So I know we're going to hit a commercial here, so we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okie dokie. I want to make sure I address what Robert mentioned earlier about the prison aspect. It is because of the psychological conditioning that the public gets, but also because the credit card companies, banks, really, really, really are forcing you into a position which is breaking everything apart. The banks always like the metaphor of the river banks, as the banks control the cash flow, the flow between you and them and the economy and everything else. And the banks, the river banks, are breaking, but you're the ones that are going to be punished for it. And it's important, if you are not in credit card debt like Robert, that's great. That is really good. Stay that way. If you cannot deal with the issue of payments over and over again, realizing you're probably going to be in debt for the rest of your life if you're over $15,000 usually, that's not going to get paid. It goes on and on and on. And if you've had enough of that and you want to get rid of it with a company that stood the test of time, that knows what they're doing, that I guarantee because I have a relationship with them. This is for you. Again, you want to give me a call at 310-201-6536, or you can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Now, I wanted to also let everybody know there was a movie that came out, a documentary that came out, actually, and turned into a huge phenomenon. It was called The Secret, and it was about the law of attraction and prosperity and money and finances and what do you want and how do you get it and all that other stuff. And I went to go see some of the participants that took place in that particular movie, and I met a couple of them. And they had, after they showed the movie, they had a whole audience out there, and everybody was asking questions and da-da-da. And 90% of the people that were asking questions had credit card debt. 90% of them, at least, maybe more. Because when the question started rolling on about that, I thought, how apropos. I mean, the timing of that particular movie, when it's met with the psychological kind of community, this message of that movie fit perfectly and became a huge success. It went all over the place. And everybody that was asking questions about there was, it was all credit card debt. And I thought to myself, I mean, this goes on and on and on. The Susie Orman, you may have heard of her. Oprah Winfrey got her start, put her on a show, and she was, it was all about credit card debt and finance and how to get out of credit card debt, blah, 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 blah. But she didn't really tell you the whole story there. I don't think Oprah knows. I don't think Susie Orman knows, and if she knows, she doesn't want to address it. On the nature of the loan, how it works, what the credit card companies are out to do, and why in the movie Maxed Out, I think James Sherlock covers that, about what Susie Orman did and who she's getting sponsors from in terms of how to deal with the TV show and why it's on there, why it's success. Of course, she's been a best-selling author, da da da. So a lot of people have put books out on this whole thing about credit card debt, and it's like a psychological, cultural thing now that everybody has to deal with that nobody likes, but the banks are sitting back smoking cigars and they're going on their vacations in the Caribbean and retiring with huge, you know, retirement packages and sitting pretty. So the first time ever, if this is an issue for you or you know it's an issue for somebody, make sure you let them know of this broadcast and this whole network, because I guarantee you this show, it will be the only one where you will hear the straight facts about what's going on and what you can do about it. And I intend to, at some particular point, we're going to be having other guests on, or I'm probably going to be shooting video footage of people in Beverly Hills, actually, which is considered the wealthiest psychological, you know, ooh, Beverly Hills, la 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 la, place in America, where I don't think anybody is walking down the street has any cash at all. Everybody's using credit cards every time, all the time. And I'm probably going to go around and do small interviews with people about their relationship with money and what they expect in the future with credit card companies and the future of the U.S. and how are we going to survive. A lot of you, you're so embroiled in your own lives, which is understandable because there's so much pressure on you to perform to pay all the bills off, that it's hard for you to look at the bigger picture because you're so locked into your own reality of how to deal with this credit card issue. One of the things I dealt with many years ago is somebody that had an issue with Citibank, beat them, by the way. She was 83 years old. She really didn't need to bother, you know, eliminating the debt or settling it, because at her age, with her health, it didn't seem worthwhile to her when I was initially dealing with her. However, when she found out the truth about the matter, she said, that's enough, and learned the process and went through, dealt with Citibank in court and won all of her cases. And that was important for me to see when it happened, because I didn't have any personal interaction other than on the phone with her. And I saw the videotape, actually, of the courtroom situation when she was there. And if an 83-year-old lady can learn the process, decide that she's going to she had enough, and go in and beat in a superior court solo in propria persona on her own, representing herself and beating Citibank, that means you can too. Because the only thing that's stopping you guys from asserting yourselves and liberating yourselves and having financial prosperity is your understanding of the credit card game and how it works with you and how to survive in the future without having to deal with that and using cash as much as possible. Because if it can happen for another person with her circumstances, it can happen for you as well. I know some of you are students that are either finishing college or have already graduated and you have massive school loans that are just between your school loan, your job, your credit card debt, whatever it is you're doing, you're balancing out all of that and paying on credit card debt, interest, and a school loan as well. And I want to let you know as well, I do deal with school loans, certain kinds of them, and they can be settled. And the thing about this is when you think about doing this, you need to think about how much time of your life do you want to spend on doing it, and how much time would you prefer actually having some fun things going on and spending your money either on your children or your own business or traveling or whatever it may be. What is it worth to you in time? Because a lot of people I know have $35,000, $40,000, and they're not sure if they're willing to want to deal with that. They've gotten so used to having that be normal that it's not even an issue that they take as important. That's the psychological prison that I am discussing, and I think Don mentioned a little bit earlier that it's okay to have that amount of debt. And I know all of you, some of you are out there going, well, wait a minute, I can't survive without the credit cards. Right. I understand that for your businesses, sometimes personal issues, emergencies, they come in handy because you don't have the money originally. Why don't you have the money originally? Why is it that we cannot survive without these credit cards? Why can't you survive without the credit cards? Why is that happening? Because of a very well thought out scheme that the banks have been doing for years and years and years. And now at this particular point in our evolution of this country, we're in a situation where now we're forced to deal with credit bureaus, scores, nonsense like that, most of which I could randomly go down the street and ask a random person, have you ever had, you know, incorrect information on your credit report? Any of them. And most of them are going to say yes. And having to deal with that bureaucracy over there. And for those of you that don't know, there's three credit bureaus. Actually, there's four, but it's not as popular. TRW, Equifax, and Experian. All of them act like they have no idea in the world that the other one exists. They do this for a reason. They're in bed with the banks and the credit cards. And basically, their job is to collect garbage, to keep the interest high, and to monitor you. Monitor your spending habits. Monitor your worthiness in the prison that you're in. Are you a good prisoner or are you a bad prisoner? Are you a prisoner that makes us money or not? So everybody's got to go around, and their whole solvency and self-worth is sometimes backed up by a computer-generated statistical mathematical formula that the banks have determined is your life. And your future, for your family, for your children, for all of that stuff. And what happens is when people, I found, clean their credit reports or they dispute something on their credit reports, they'll have an issue where it will be on TRW, but it won't be on Experian and it won't be on the other one. So they dispute these matters, and a lot of times those disputes are not addressed. You'll get a kind of form pre-written form letter saying, we've checked this out, we find it to be true, goodbye. That's it. But they don't tell you, and most of the public doesn't know, that they
have to follow at least 700 rules that I've been told by other lawyers, 700 rules or more, having to do with the accuracy of your credit reports, and also if you wish there be an investigation on those credit reports. For instance, if I am disputing a credit report because they say I'm late on a payment when I'm not, one of the things you have to do is you have to address that issue in a way where your words on the paper have power. Because they don't have power if you do not send a letter certified with current receipt and registered in some cases. So that when you assert yourself in the form of written code, like lawyer code, civil code, that type of thing, legal format, and address that and send it in a binding letter to the bank or the credit bureau, that issue isn't taken seriously at all. And what happens is they're expecting that the public will not have the energy to go straight forward and address that issue with the credit bureau themselves. So a lot of people sue the credit bureaus, and I welcome that, because if they're doing something inaccurate and they are damaging you and you have proof that what they're reporting is incorrect, and they maintain that score or that nick on your credit report, you don't even want to hesitate. You want to collect all your data, all your proof, and go in and sue them in small claims. And if any of you need information on how to do that, again, you can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. That's not one of the normally things I do or are actively involved with, but I know people that have done it, and it works. Because of the fact that the person was assertive, and they not only got stuff removed from their credit report, but they got damages as well. And that's where your real satisfaction comes in. So I know there is Robert in Utah on the line. Go ahead. Is he there?
There we go.
Yes.
There we go.
Go ahead, Robert.
From the direction you're moving with this conversation, by the way, I only get you about 40 minutes every day. Are you suggesting that actually behind a movement to do away with cash, maybe these banks?
Yeah, they'd like to do that. I mean, I've read all the side news lore about them eliminating the currency, and I think that's where they're headed. And there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a big transformation that takes place. And I don't know how they do it. I won't even want to suggest how they're going to do it or hypothesize, because it's just so negative.
That these banks absolutely are behind this effort?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Look, banks don't even want to see you, ever. They prefer if you did everything by ATM and did all your deposits and all your business at the ATM. They really would much prefer that. They'd rather not deal with you. They'd rather you pay your bills online. They'd rather you pay on time. They don't really want to deal with you face-to-face. Ever.
I don't have a bank account. In fact, and typically if I work, I cash a check at not a bank, but another facility. Mm-hmm. So I feel the same. But I wonder also about how a debit card relates to the same condition, the same situation. Is there much of a difference between debit card and credit card and how they operate?
Yeah, totally. Debit card is like when you have $100 in your account and you go get some groceries and you take it on your debit card, they say debit, credit, or cash. And debit means that you just swipe that thing and it withdraws it immediately. A digitized signature goes to your bank account. It says you draw $35 for groceries. Then it's just deducted from your bank account. So it's already – you can be cashless in the society already if you want. I mean, it's pretty set up. It's set up for that already. So,
well, cash situation pretty much keeps me honest. And
you can feel it in your hand, and you know when you've paid somebody or paid for something, that's it. You're not going to hear from them again. Goodbye. There must be refreshing, huh?
Absolutely. There are times when we think, me and my family, we think we want this, we think we want that, but it's like if it's not in our hand, we pretty much just said, nope, we're not going to go get that. And I guess. Hearing you, my family is a whole lot better off than people who are 30,000, 50,000, then some behind.
Yeah, you're the minority, but you're smart, very smart. Maintain that. Teach your children, teach your friends. Cash is king, and it will keep you out of trouble, makes things easier. I know for some people, they can't live cash and carry. Because if they see the thing in the store, or they've got peer pressure, or their girlfriend, or they got to go to dinner, or they got to this, there's a thousand excuses that they'll have to put it on the card rather than using cash.
The United States doesn't operate the same way. The U.S. has found ways to go out and procure wherewithal, even though they don't have the money in their coffer. That makes sense?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. They're not a very good example of how to, our leaders, in terms of this, they're not leaders, they're misleaders. And if they're misleaders, to me, this is like a lot of people ask, well, you're working show business and you've gotten involved in this, and why do you deal with this? It's because to me, it's like a spiritual issue. It's a big spiritual issue because I am betraying the trust and contract that I'm just hypothetically saying here, like, I'm the bank, you're the guy, I'm giving you a credit card. I am betraying you, your trust, I'm betraying your honesty, all those things. And to me, that goes far and deep. So
we're going to go
to a commercial. Hang in, Robert. We're just going to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
OK, Okay, we're back with Cash Flow. Is Robert still there? Still there,
yeah,
Robert?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
I didn't want to just cut you off in the middle of your thing. Go ahead.
I believe that there are people who understand this better than I do, and I listen because my intention is to learn here. But there are so many ramifications. One is a foundational principle, and that is thou shalt not steal. And I think that there are ways with this Federal Reserve System where when, for example, a mortgage is created or when debt is created, the whole economy in this country is based upon debt, not based upon assets, based
right.
upon debt and based upon theft, upon plunder. And I believe that when this nation was organized, we're not the same nation today as when we were first organized. I believe
That's
God
right.
assisted the founders of this nation, and I believe we're coming to a place where we are no longer a friend to God, this nation. God is no longer his friend because of the theft and the plunder that goes on.
Right.
In, for example, travel. So we go back to the Declaration of Independence, go back to the Constitution, go back to the Bill of Rights, and there are certain principles, certain liberties that come from God, right? Don't come from government. The freedom of speech, the freedom of, I have a right to go from here to there.
Yeah, you do, Robert.
I
completely agree with you, but Robert, I just want to interrupt just a second because I know there's a Mike calling in from New York, and I want him to address us before we end the hour. So hang on. Go ahead, Mike. Are you there?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah,
hey,
I just
Mike.
Want to follow up on that last Olympics that was out in Greece, I believe it was, and I happened to catch an interview with the guy that was president of Visa. And
oh, God.
Some, you got
uh-huh.
it. And so some females interviewing him, and a young girl, totally an airhead because she's totally, you know, kissing up
right.
to the guy. And
right.
he's making it clear, you know, oh, yeah, you know, it's going to be plastic, all plastic, one day, no more cash, right
mm-hmm.
there over
mm-hmm.
the airwaves. So
right.
no question about it. That's their ultimate aim. And, of course, implanting chips is a major part of that strategy because
right.
the chip can hold all the information necessary
mm-hmm.
for everything.
That's right. You're exactly
and,
right.
It's definitely a spiritual war, no question about it. You can go all the way back to the Lord Jesus himself when he gave the parable of the prodigal son who didn't mm-hmm. want to live his father's way of doing things, and he went out on his own figuring he's going to make it, and he gets indebted. And now he's
right.
a slave. And he's
right.
working his butt off to get out of debt so much that it's killing him. And
yep.
he's crying, and his father hears about it, and he offers help, and he bails him out. And so there, that's it. When we're in debt like that, you know how much of a burden it is on us. It's literally killing us. And
right.
And so that's what it's all about.
You're exactly right, Mike. So thanks for the call there. I'm glad we're getting people from all over the U.S. that are hearing about this because I'm not particularly a religious person in the traditional way, but I think every whatever your faith is, it all has some connection to this particular issue. So as I always mentioned on when I'm on here, is this is a solution-orientated broadcast. Finding out what the world is going on with these banks, why it's affecting you, and how to fix it, and that you should fix it while you can. Because to me, the whole bottom line is, I mean, there's a lot of things going on that none of you can control to a certain extent, but you can control this, and you can make your life better, and you can, like, take the time out and spend your money where it should be, with your children, with your family, whatever it is, and pursue your dreams. Because I think the credit cards have, to me, they've hurt a lot of people's dreams, and this is to resurrect them and get you back to where you want to be. So this is Cash Flow. I want to thank everybody for calling today. John and I will probably be back tomorrow. And take care, everybody, and we'll talk to you all again. Take care. Bye-bye. It's true.